Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Raju Engineers Limited Q2 and H1 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Khushbu Chandrakant Doshi from Raju Engineers Limited. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I would like to wish you all a very warm welcome to Raju Engineers Limited earnings conference call for the second quarter and half-year ending 30th September 2023. Thank you all for taking the time to join us today. With me today, I have Mr. Utsav Doshi, our Joint Managing Director, Mr. Sunil Jain, our Executive Director and President, Mr. Prakash Daga, our Chief Financial Officer, and Adfactors PR, our investor relations team. We have shared our results updated one presentation and media release. I hope you all must have received it and gone through with the same. If I talk about the recent development during the year, India's plastic industry has grown significantly since its inception in 1957, and it is now one of the prominent areas in the country's economy. India is also one of the world's top exporters of plastic products, producing and exporting a range of raw materials, laminates, electronic equipment, medical wear, and consumables. The Indian plastic industry has faced a challenge due to the country's general economic crisis over the past 2 years, which is the weakening of the rupee. But the underlying economic activities remain strong as the use of plastic is increasing in more and more segments, opening the new markets and substituting the traditional materials. The global extrusion machinery market is expected to grow from $7.31 billion in 2022 to $7.65 billion in 2023 at a compound annual growth rate of 4.6% CAGR. The extrusion machinery market is expected to grow to $9.02 billion in 2027 at a CAGR of 4.2%. We are thrilled to share the outstanding financial performance of Raju Engineers for the second quarter and the first half of the fiscal year 2024. Our company has demonstrated growth and resilience during this period, marked by impressive achievements, including higher production, increased machinery dispatches, and strong order book. Our order book has reached a new height, reflecting the trust and confidence of our customers in us. We are committed to ensuring that these orders are fulfilled promptly and with the highest standard of quality, further solidifying our reputation to the market. We are happy to share that as a part of our strategy, we successfully acquired 3 industrial plots located right next to our existing factory in Rajkot. This acquisition is strategically positioned and represents a pivotal step forward in our ongoing expansion strategy. This expansion in the current year also allows us to enhance our production capacity, which is essential to meeting the growing demand of the market. We are on a dedicated path to expand our product offerings with a keen focus on the future as the renewable energy gains prominence worldwide. Our most recent launch, the Lamina E, is a game changer in its own right. It's India's very first mono and multi-layer EVA PUE sheet extrusion system designed for producing encapsulant sheets using solar cells. This is not just a product, it's a significant stride towards reducing our reliance on import and empowering solar panel manufacturers. We believe it's a critical step towards India's energy independence program by 2047. Our business strategy is comprehensive. We have extending our global reach, entering to the new markets, investing significantly in our R&D activities and quality control to create a more energy-efficient products and embedding digital solutions for our after-sales circuit. The core of our approach remains our customer, and our goal is continuously exceeding their expectation and give them a smooth experience. Looking ahead, we have our sights set on the capturing a substantial market share in the agriculture and renewable energy sector. But our commitment doesn't stop here. We are equally passionate about making advancement in plastic recycling, as we firmly believe in sustainable technology and practice to protect our planet for generations to come. We are enthusiastic about the journey that lies ahead. Our objective is clear. We aim to achieve robust growth underpinned by our outstanding products and a strong brand reputation. Our confidence is derived from our domestic and global outlook, which indicates that we are poised to secure valuable orders from rapidly expanding markets. Furthermore, we are committed to enhancing our EBITDA margin by emphasizing high-value products and optimizing our operational efficiency. Coming to our financial performance, our second quarter of the year financial performance, the revenue from operations for the quarter is 53.53 crore in Q2 FY24 as against 33.63 crore in Q2 FY23, a YOY increase of 59.16% on account of higher production, and the dispatches during the period remained in a full swing backed by a strong order booking and delivery commitments. EBITDA margin excluding other income is at rupees 7.17 crore in Q2 FY24 as against 3.6 crore in FY23. Increase was 99% YOY due to higher capacity utilization, improvement in the operational efficiency during this quarter. EBITDA margin was at 13.40% as against 10.69%, YOY increase of 271 bps. Profit after tax stood at 5.29 crore in Q2 FY24 compared to 2.32 crore Q2 FY23. YOY increase of 127%. PAT margin was at 9.89 as against 6.91. This has a YOY increase of 298 bps. Coming to the half year financial performance, revenue from operations for FY24 84.74 crore against 51.85 crore in by the H1 FY23, a YOY increase of 63.44% on account of higher production and 74 machines dispatched during the period, combined with a strong order book and delivery commitments. EBITDA, excluding other income, is at 10 crore in H1 FY24 as against 4.42 crore in H1 FY23. Increase of 128% YOY on account of increase in sales, optimum capacity utilization, and improved operational efficiency. EBITDA margin is 11.9% as against 9% as against 8.52%, YOY increase of 338 bps. Profit after tax is 7.75 crore in H1 FY24 compared to 3.07 crore in H1 FY23, a YOY increase of 152%. PAT margin is 9.15% as against 5.93% in the last year, so YOY increase of 322 bps. Now I'm delighted to open the call for any questions you may have. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you so much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Sriram R. from Investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Can you give the application price split in terms of revenue for first half? Like how much would be the flexible packaging? How much would be the agri, solar, and other segments?
Yeah, sure. So the revenue, majority of the revenue has came from the packaging segment. developed last year, and now it is picking up, and probably may take another year to give the significant portion in the revenue. So the majority comes from the flexible packaging, rigid packaging, and agriculture sector.
Yeah, how much would be the percentage? Can you quantify that?
Yeah, I would say that 55% coming from the flexible packaging.
Okay.
And around 35% coming from the semi-rigid packaging, food packaging, and remaining from the agriculture sector.
So how much would be the solar here, the lamina part?
Sir, it is not significant yet because the company has launched this machine recently, and it will pick up probably in the next 2 to 3 more quarters.
Okay, so basically 55% would be a flexible, 35% would be the rigid, and the rest of it would be the agri and solar, right?
Right.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Would like to remind participants that if you wish to join the question queue, please press star and 1. Now, the next question is from the line of R.K. Labda from Yash Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity. First of all, kudos to Team Raju for this great set of numbers. Then my question is our company holds some land parcel in other parts of Gujarat except of Rajkot?
No, sir. I mean, it's all in around the Rajkot.
Okay. And I just wanted to ask about the lamina. Already this has been answered. So,
yes, sir.
No question from my side now.
Thank you, Lata.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Arora, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes. So, congratulations on a good set of numbers, sir.
Thank you, sir.
I wanted to know the income from operations and EBITDA have grown YOY like approximately 60% and 95% or 99% respectively. So, if you could just throw some light on what were the factors contributing to the growth.
Yes, sir. Prakash Bhai, would you like to take this, please?
Yeah, let me take this question. Yeah. See, the EBITDA on year-on basis has increased by almost 99.5% and it has witnessed almost 271 bps, mainly due to the three reasons. It is, first is the sales increased by almost 63% during this first half of the year. So, corresponding EBITDA has increased. The second one is the contribution margin per unit improved due to higher capability utilization during the period. So the variable expenses, the portion of variable expenses in the total expenses, total cost, other cost is high. So which has gone got absorbed due to the higher capacity utilization, and that has reflected in improvement in overall EBITDA. And third one is the revenue from the exports during this first half. It has almost contributed almost 46% of the total turnover. As compared to last year, it was all around 29% of the total turnover. So, because of this, comparatively, year-on-year basis, the EBITDA has shown an improvement of almost 99.50%.
Okay, sir, got it. So, and are we expecting a similar range of margin in the coming quarter?
Ma'am, would you like to...
Yes, sir. Yes. We are expecting the same kind of a margin in next quarter as well.
That's great to know. Ma'am, also you said that the export contribution has increased. So if you could just highlight like which country had the maximum share of export.
Yeah, Mr. John, would you like to take this, please?
We continue with our traditional markets, which is Nigeria, Ghana, and South Africa. And also, with penetration coming in from Southeast Asia, more specifically Vietnam.
Okay.
And also our very old traditional markets in Colombia and Ecuador.
Okay, sir. And also, if I'm not wrong, we have done recent acquisition of three industrial plots. So if you could please elaborate on how these acquisitions will benefit the company, I mean, in terms of production capacity and any other future developments.
Yeah, so this land parcel would help us to have the assembly capacity for, and we would be able to produce more machines. So the earlier capacity is around, you know, producing a worth of 200 CR, but with this additional capacity, we could be able to reach at a 300 to 325 CR of revenue with the same premises.
Oh, okay, ma'am. And one last question from my side. How are we planning to navigate challenges like changes in the commodity prices or, let's say, geopolitical uncertainties or inflation, let's say?
Sir, change in the commodity pricing is something happening every day, and one has to keep doing the improvements. Currently, what we are doing is focusing on various markets to bring in more business. So the kind of expenses which is going up, the raw material prices have gone up. The only volume can help us to rationalize it, and that is the only way. So we are more focusing on sales and marketing activities in various markets, various international markets where we have not reached so far.
Okay, that's all from my side, and all the best for the future, ma'am. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Would like to remind participants that if you wish to join the question queue, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Neha Jain from Investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, ma'am. Good afternoon. I just have two questions. One regarding the R&D investments that we have been doing. So what percentage of our revenue is part of our R&D investments? And for what specific areas and what kind of innovations do we focus on?
So if we talk about the total R&D expenses, half yearly, it would be around 1 to 1.5% of the revenue portion as of now, because the majority efforts have been gone into enhancement of the existing products, which can, you know, put us in a global map. So majority R&D efforts has been gone in the same direction, because last year we have already launched a new product, and the product is now getting accepted by the customer market.
So I'm trying to say that for the next couple of years, we'll only be focusing on enhancing our older products and not, like, you know, planning to come out with any new product launches.
We have choose to be in that extrusion. Our tagline is excellence in extrusion, and we choose to be in extrusion. And in extrusion, there are various products and various applications which company is trying to touch upon instead of getting into the completely new product. So yes, to respond to your question, yes, our focus would remain on the extrusion product.
Okay, got it, ma'am. And ma'am, about, you mentioned about your future growth target to be somewhere in the range of 15 to 18%, if I'm not wrong. So just wanted to understand what kind of strategies are, you know, there in place, and how do we, like, plan to achieve that kind of target?
Yeah, Mr. Jain, would you like to take this up, please?
Sure. As was already mentioned, the strategies are multifold. Beginning with expanding our footprint, getting into more countries, because India still continues to be a very small player in the plastic extrusion segment. That's one. Then looking at machines with the higher capacities, that is becoming the order of the day. The higher capacities, which means higher automation levels. So these are two. One is geographical and one is technology upgradation. And the third is, as it will be mentioned, getting into the solar energy space. And that's a new product. So we would like to focus on these strategies in the coming few days.
Okay. That's it from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohan Mehta, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, ma'am. Congratulations on a good quarter. I had some questions regarding the acquisition of the industrial plots, three of them. If you could just shed some light on what we can expect in terms of production capacities and future developments once these plots are in and operational.
I think I have already responded to the previous question, but just to repeat, we would be enhancing our assembly capacity and quality control areas. With this additional parcel of land, our total capacity will increase, and we would be able to install and build more number of machines.
Okay, understood, ma'am. And regarding the Lamina E product, if you could, just elaborate a little bit about what the potential is for this product in the market.
Okay, Mr. Jain, would you like to take this?
Sure. See, solar energy is being promoted even by the government and has become the order of the day. So the product which we have made is a film which goes as a part of a solar cell. So solar cell has many parts. So this is a critical part of the solar cell. It's a plastic film which is very heat sensitive. So any solar cell would have that film. And today we are the only manufacturer of that equipment in India. Earlier the equipment was coming mostly from China and Europe, and we are the first Indian manufacturer. See, extrusion has been our forte, and it will continue to be. We've already been in sheet extrusion, so this is another application of sheet extrusion.
Okay. So, sir, do we have any potential clients in the pipeline for this, or will we be going to market once everything is operational?
One machine is already in operation.
Okay.
And we have a good pipeline. So we are hopeful that that pipeline will get converted to orders.
All right, sir. And just touching upon the order book, any insights into, breakdown of these orders between domestic and how much of it is export? And what kind of timelines would these orders take to the pending orders to be fulfilled?
Mr. Jain, are you responding to this or you want me to take it?
I think if you can go ahead.
Yeah. So we have a current order booking pipeline of around 185 CR, and the timeline or the average lead time you can say is 5 to 8 months depending on the size of the order.
Okay. And do we see the split of revenue between domestic and export changing going forward? Is there any new geography on the horizon for us in terms of exports?
Yeah, so as Mr. Jain rightly mentioned, we are targeting now more on Latin America and some of the European market as well. And if we talk about the split between export and domestic market, export would be around 55 to 57% of the total order booking.
Okay. And ma'am, if you could just give us some sense about the infrastructure segment products that are under those, specific products and their relevance in the infra or construction related projects.
Sure. So we have a joint venture company called Raju Balzan Extrusion Private Limited, and that company is producing the machines for pipe extrusion, WPC, and so forth and so on. Those are the products which going into the infrastructure. From Raju directly, there are blown film line technology which is going into the infrastructure. As you say, a pond liner or a cross laminated film, the outdoor tarps, and film application, basically, a shared mill for the building infrastructure. So these are the products going to the market. And so from the non-film technology and PVC-based plastic extrusion machineries.
Understood. Anything on the agriculture front as well?
Yes. So again, coming back to the agriculture, we produce various kind of machines which produce film, which is mulch film, greenhouse film, so on and so forth. So these films are going into the agriculture segment.
Understood, ma'am. So, ma'am, is it safe to assume that revenue realizations and therefore the EBITDA margins from all these products are similar, whether they are the end application is agriculture or infra or traditional films and packaging?
Yeah, the basic technology remains same, and then depending on the each industry segment's need, the machine gets modified as per the application.
Okay, but realizations would remain around a similar range for all of these?
More or less.
Understood, ma'am. And just one last, wanted some color from you on these global challenges or disruptions that are happening in terms of the political instability in the Israel area and all that. Is that having any impact? Do you expect any adverse impact on our business for that?
Currently, if you talk about till last quarter, there was no impact. But we do expecting that the logistic again will get expensive affairs. Some of the steel price may go up. So again, the raw material prices and the supply chain may get affected again. But I think after COVID, we all are geared up with various ways and means to cope up with any kind of challenges.
Right. We have any specific strategy to mitigate risk for supply chain or for the forex fluctuation or anything like that?
Yes, sir. Prakash bhai, if you can take this, please.
Yeah. See, regarding forex fluctuations, mostly we are hedging our 3 months, 4 months forward variable. And imports we have very less, so it is covered by natural hedge. So as far as forex risk is concerned, it is properly hedged. We have a proper risk management policy in place. And if we talk about raw material prices, then we mostly work on procurement basis order to order. So the moment the orders are finalized, the back-to-back procurement orders are also released with their defined delivery schedule. So that way we try to control the raw material prices to the extent we can.
Okay. And if there are any logistics hindrances, it would be, one can expect a little bit of pressure on working capital as well. Would that be correct?
Working capital means, see, in our case, we normally receive 35 to 40% advance whenever we finalize any order for exports or domestic. So that, and our raw material cost totally, it comes around 60% or so. So more or less, mostly it covers whatever we need to invest in raw material. And if we talk about logistic challenges, then even if the logistic cost goes high, it may have some impact on our raw material procurement from import, whatever imports we are doing. But if we talk about exports, then we normally finalize the orders on FOB terms. So that way we try to mitigate that.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for answering all my questions, and all the best. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Supan Parikh from Investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, please.
Yeah, hi. So I have a couple of questions regarding. So I would like to know, like, your short-term borrowing has increased from 1.50 crores in FY23 to 2.50 crores in H1 FY24. So, like, is it a working capital requirement or for what reason?
It has increased by almost 1.5 crores just because we have availed one export packing credit, and that was also to avail interest arbitrage benefit because we are getting export interest subvention on the pre-shipment credit. The same, if you invest in the FD, then it gives the interest arbitrage benefit of almost 150 basis points.
Okay.
Because of that reason only it has shown an increase of 150.
Are we expecting is this gonna be increased more, like it's gonna be stable for the next?
We are not required to, at present, actually, we are not required to avail any fund-based facilities. So, though we have the sanctioned facilities in place, but this was just to avail the interest arbitrage benefit of almost 1.35 bps in terms of interest. So that was the reason for availing this principal rate. Otherwise, there was absolutely no requirement of fund-based.
Okay, okay. And also, I want to know about the property plant has like increased from previous year. So from 35 crores has gone to 39 crores. So like, do we have purchased any asset during the half year?
During the, assets are purchased. Then there will be some modifications in the building and creation of this lab quality room. And we have invested some 50% of the new capex in some machinery. So that was capex was almost around 4 crores during this first half.
Okay, and also the receivable days, like that has been decreased from 71 days in FY23 to 22 days in H1 FY24. So like, what are the reasons for this particular like decrease in the receivable days?
So see, receivable days, normally receivables are days are calculated on the basis of the receivable standing as on the last day of quarter or half or couple of period. So that it keeps on fluctuating because we normally receive 50% advance and balance 60% is collected against the dispatch or by way of site LC.
So
there may be some machines dispatched at the quarter end against the LCs, and the LCs will be, the we will be getting the payment the moment the document reaches at customer's bank and present it to the customer, that if they get pay it and receive it. So to that period it remains outstanding in books. So because of that, the period keeps on fluctuating slightly.
Okay, so like we don't have any, like the terms hasn't changed for the suppliers and the customers, right? It has been the same.
Yeah, it has been.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that if you wish to join the question queue, please press star and 1 at this time. The next question is from the line of Nihar Mehta, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, could you please reiterate the key elements which we are focusing on, in order for a significant growth in our business in the upcoming year? Could you please highlight on that?
Yeah, so as Mr. Jain rightly mentioned, that focusing on a various market, those market which is expanding, but so far for us, it is a virgin market like Middle East, Europe. So these are the markets where we would like to focus now. Another important thing is one of the important strategy of our growth would be customer experience, where it will not be only limited to a buy and sell of the product, but right after it would start from the kind of the need identification to the machine selection and then the installation, commissioning, aftermarket, and the market development. So the complete handholding to any new customer and creating a smooth experience for them, that is a core part of our strategy. Other than that, the continuous research and development which is happening at Raju Engineers Limited and lead us to manufacturing the product which is equivalent to European supplier, and now probably India may not need to go to the other supplier who are based in outside India. So continuous innovation and product feature enhancement helping us to keep us going. And
for the de-risking. The plastic is being used in packaging sector since years and it will continue to be. But to de-risk that entire scenario, we are more focusing on the plastic usage in agriculture and renewable sector, which has a high growth plan. So these are the main strategies for going ahead.
Okay. As we are also have, international exposure, so in terms of, supplying the machinery to our clients, the time frame that it takes, and also collecting the cash from the customers, it is a bit too long. So are we strategizing on reducing this particular time frame as such?
Yeah, I mean, that's why, again, coming back to the capacity enhancement, which we are doing now, that will help us to reduce the lead time of the product.
Right. So what is the minimum expected time frame, from delivering the machinery to the clients and collecting cash from them? What is the minimum expected time frame that we could...
The delivery time of any product, or you can say a lead time of any product, varies from 3 months to 10 months and in some extent. And collecting the cash, the payment comes before the delivery. So in 95% cases, there are always 100% payment before we dispatch it. And in some cases, there are LCs. So... Yeah, this is how it is.
Understood. And also, how about the foreign exchange risk, as we have exposure in other currencies? Are we taking any particular measures on the same?
Yeah, Prakash bhai, if you can repeat it again, please.
If you talk about the foreign exchange management of foreign exchange risk, we are hedging our 3 to 4 months export receivables normally as a risk hedging policy, and we have some imports as well. Normally we have exposure in the US dollars mostly, so in the same currency, and we have imports to the tune of almost 10 to 15% of our foreign currency. So to that extent it is naturally hedged, so we are always normally keep our imports open and hedge the exports for 3 to 4 months.
Okay.
This is how we mitigate the risk.
Lastly, given we are also expanding, so do we have any future plans to expand in other international countries?
You mean to say expanding in terms of sales or in terms of manufacturing?
In terms of sales or manufacturing in other...
Yes, as I mentioned, we have full-fledged plan to expand our sales network in all the countries of Middle East and Europe.
Okay. All right. Okay. That is all from me. Thank you and all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Ms. Khushbu Chandrakant Doshi from Raju Engineers Limited for closing comments.
Thank you very much. I would like to thank you for taking the time out at attending this call. I'm also thankful to each member of our Raju Engineers family, as well as our customers, creditors, banks, financial institutes, and all other stakeholders. For any further queries or information, please get in touch with our investor relation team, and see you soon. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Raju Engineers Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.